This is Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. This week, I also checked in with a couple of local businesses, one that's been operational for 18 years and another for just a few weeks. First, you'll hear from Katie Flynn, owner of Coil Yoga in Fresno. When in-person classes ended in March, she switched to online, and in May, permanently closed her Fresno studio. She started our conversation by talking about that difficult decision.
It was like saying goodbye to your kid when they go to college, or what I might imagine that grief and fear would feel like. I don't think any parent is ever ready to release their children out into the world. And I've always treated my business like it's a human being and been very mindful of who I surround her with, and been so proud of the community that we've attracted in the 18 years. And so that decision to let that space go was really for the overall health and well-being of myself, my family, and my community. I had a very strong gut feeling that we as a society were going to be on this roller coaster of opening and closing for quite some time. And I couldn't foresee opening in the summer and then maybe having to close up again. And ethically, I just did not feel like it was going to be safe anytime soon to invite people into a practice space and have them connect with their breath and release their fears amidst a world where there's so many things that are unknown right now. What we know is what we don't know. And since that decision was made to close the physical location, I've, you know, just really kind of adjusted to teaching online and getting creative with how to stay connected with my students visually, no more hands-on adjustments. So it's an evolving process and trying to figure out how to meet people's needs and go with the crazy flow of what we're in.
You know, I'm glad you brought up teaching live classes, because I think it speaks to the value that yoga studios, businesses like that provide, which is community. Yeah. And I wanted to ask you, how are you fostering that sense of community at a time when it's probably needed most?
Well, luckily, we've had such a strong community previous to the shutdown that, you know, those people that were able to stay online and committed to their practice and their routines are still there. I think of my Tuesday night group. I think some of these people I've had coming for over 10 years. And we just keep talking about that moment when we get to see each other in person and at least give an air high five and eventually, you know, to hug each other. And we check in and we keep track, like, where is so-and-so? And you know, people have shared loss. One of my students, her mom, passed away from COVID, and she said to the group, hey guys, you know, this is a real thing. Put your masks on, you know, and it kind of gave people, this was a month or so ago, things weren't as bad as they are now. And, you know, people were like, oh, I don't need to wear a mask. And, you know, so there's been some real moments. There's been tears and we laugh. And my other teachers that are still teaching are fostering that connection as well. We save time at the end of the class to talk to each other. And I sign on 30 minutes before, and I'm there if people want to check in and just, you know, talk individually. And so that's how I'm doing it now. And so I'm reminding people that yoga is an inward experience, and ideally people develop a home practice, and what great tools to learn how to be in your home with your kids yelling and the dog barking. And how do you maintain your cool when you're in the real life nitty gritty? And people are figuring out how to do that, setting boundaries, putting a sign on the door, mom's yoga time, dad's yoga time. So I see some bronze linings in all this. I'm going with bronze because I feel like silver's overrated. Everyone's talking about that silver lining. I'm like, eh. I don't know. You got to look real hard for that one.
So what about loans? Have you had success in accessing some of the capital that has been made available to help businesses like yours?
I have received one, and I'm not even accessing all of it because there's so many crazy stipulations. I will just say financially, I took a huge hit closing the studio, number one, and then having to negotiate with my landlords and, let's just say, invest in getting out of that lease, which was not an easy task. And, you know, I'm not in a position where I can just offer free yoga. I wish I could, you know, I wish I could just say, I'm sitting pretty, everything's good. I'm going to just spend all my time offering all these free classes online. But I really believe that, you know, there's something out for everybody out there. And I've discounted my pricing, and I'm going to continue to do another pricing discount just to try to stay competitive with studios that are going cheaper and cheaper and cheaper because they have to. But I have been doing this a long time. I am an excellent yoga teacher, and I'm not just saying that to toot my own horn. I've done tons of education and training and just spent time, you know, in the trenches of my own life, like cultivating this. And what I have to offer has value, and we all have to kind of find ways to support each other in adding value to our lives right now.
That was Katie Flynn, owner of Coil Yoga in Fresno. Next, you'll hear from brothers Matt and Bob Ainley, co-owners of the Darling Hotel, which opened in downtown Visalia on July 1st. Matt starts by sharing what it's been like to start a business at such a volatile time.
The good thing is that it forces you to really stay pretty lean and aggressive and, you know, make sure that your business model is going to work. And if you can make it through this, then a lot of times you're set up for pretty well for the future. But yeah, it's definitely challenging. I mean, we're definitely having to really, you know, react and try to respond to stay ahead of things and do whatever we can to get people to still, you know, feel good and come to stay at the hotel. The restaurant hasn't been it's been challenging to stay ahead of, but it has a lot of outdoor seating. And so luckily we've been able to keep that mostly operational. It's not without its challenges and all that, but yeah, it's definitely tougher now.
Bob, maybe you could elaborate a little bit more about how your business model has adapted to the world that we're living in right now.
Well, I mean, just from kind of the obvious best practices that we've had to take on, you know, I know that staff are not particularly excited about wearing masks everywhere they go. So, you know, kind of just those challenges. But also on the end of, for example, the hotel has had to shift its target demographic away from what we thought it was going to be. The foreign travelers and the business travelers that come through the South Valley, which most people don't realize is actually pretty high. It's pretty robust. I mean, that's why we actually chose the hotel model to begin with, and shifting it more towards local interest and even coastal interest in just trying to get away for the staycation type model or getting as far of a vacation as they can right now.
Well, Matt, maybe you could tell us a little bit more about the hotel itself.
You know, it's an adaptive reuse of an exceptional historic structure. It's a very cool old 1930s LA Art Deco that had been abandoned for the last decade or so by the county. And so the hotel came out, you know, I really feel like it's a great mix of the Central Valley, and you still, you know, like I have a lot of people that come in and they say, hey, if they didn't even know where they had parked and where they were at, they would think that they were at a little upscale boutique hotel in Hollywood or in LA. It really does have, you know, a feel and an ambiance of something unique and special and just something that you're not going to get, especially around, you know, in the Central Valley, really.
So, right. So the hotel opened the same day that the governor shut indoor dining down for many, for many counties, including Tulare County. So, but you know, you've been open for a couple weeks now. What kind of feedback are you getting from folks?
Yeah, people are really enjoying it. Like you said, you know, the day that we opened, I think within that 24-hour period, we had 54 room cancellations, you know, in that same day. So it definitely impacts, even though we're still open, it's just, you know, the perception still impacts. So everyone that has been coming, and I actually feel like we've been gaining some momentum even as the last week or two have gone on. it's a lot of local couples and families, and they come out pretty blown away.
Well, Matt and Bob, thank you so much for being with us, and good luck with the darling.
Yeah, thank you, Kathleen.